Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Get back.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Streaming at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Also, the podcast, in case you got different listening habits because we're all stuck in the house. One more hour of this live show today. Then we got the weekend.
Yay.
Hey.
Now, I don't think Wichita has the problem, but the streets out look, they look horrible.
Here in this town.
Yeah.
Well, at least the parking lot looks bad.
Because they didn't treat the streets at all because they were too busy not shutting things down.
Right, right.
So they couldn't take care of the roads for essential personnel. Apparently they felt nobody's on the road except go ahead and go on the road.
Yeah, that's quality, quality.
I don't get that.
No. It's called Nebraska.
Text from Dr. Mina. I won't get to the stuff where she scolds Craig. But she says, touch your face if you have washed your hands, preferably soap, water. Watch the eyes with hand sanitizer. You can also touch the skin of your head. I love touching the skin of my head. I'm going to do that right now. Or even your hair.
Oh, your shoulder head.
Yeah.
No.
The point of entry for a virus.
Oh, she meant penis?
Yeah. Is going
I
to
think
be
so.
Your eyes, nose,
no,
or mouth.
She did not.
So you can dig in your ears. That's okay?
Yeah.
Because I like digging in my ears, too. In order to keep people from sticking their fingers into those places, we blanketly tell all folks to avoid touching their face. It's also fine to touch your face at home if you are in an environment you know it's safe and you have been socially distancing. The reason to not touch your face is if you have any possibility of coming into contact with a contaminated surface. I would still maintain the studio is not clean, and you should not touch your eyes, nose, mouth while here.
And she yelled at
meaning
Craig.
Meaning in the studio.
And she yelled at Craig for not...
And all of his opinions.
No, my positivity. It says right there, positivity. Craig and his positivity.
She meant that as a
well known for your positivity.
She meant that as sarcastic.
And then I got.
Well, then she. Weren't we listening earlier today when I was very optimistic about everything?
Didn't give her enough credit.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
I most certainly did.
No.
No. All I said was I was optimistic. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. I was optimistic about the outcome.
You took her opinion to...
Absolutely opinion. I did.
Right.
You have to.
Yeah.
You got to do what she says.
You're afraid of her like we are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe more so.
Probably more so. No. Yeah, because, I mean, she hates on us, but she really rips you a new one once in a
while.
Yeah. And then I got a text from Doc Ed, but it was of a personal nature.
All right.
Because when we caught up the other day, we hadn't talked to each other in 5 years, mm-hmm. we determined. So he got to hear the story about a tibial plateau fracture.
Oh, Jesus. No, yeah. God, he must have hated that.
And no, because he had a story about a partial knee replacement.
Okay.
So he had a nice orthopedic, and then there was a device I thought would help him increase his range of motion.
Got it.
So I sent him the link to
all
that.
Right. Good. He's calling Monday to talk about coronavirus. Right.
Right.
Good. So I don't want to talk about anybody's legs.
Not about his knee.
Right.
And it's been an overarching theme on the phone so far. Every time you bring up the touching your face thing, that people want you to stop because you make them want to touch their face.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Just talking about it makes you want to touch your face.
Yeah. It itches.
Well, it does now.
Yeah, Mike, right here. I'm going to scratch it. I don't care. I'm going to scratch it. Only so much I can do. I got hand sanitizer. I just went to the Whizzer and washed my hands. You know, we scrub this place down as good as we can be.
Apparently it's not enough. Doctor.
Of course.
Meg does a pretty good job.
Yeah. But she's after us. But she does a good job.
She might have been doing that before all this, too.
Yeah, I think she was, just for the smell.
Yep.
Yeah, she was ahead of the curve on that one.
But you know what? There are a lot of people that are actually out working that work in a much more confined and closer places to strangers. I mean, grocery store workers, you know, they're all out there.
Well, I looked into the national months that we are celebrating.
It is April.
No, a little early.
The beginning of April.
These must be the important ones. Or
no,
you just...
no, it's the one, the first one up is National Alcohol Awareness Month.
Okay.
That's the one at the top of the list
you
here.
Just go alphabetically.
That's a
No, I just see which ones.
But that's a positive alcohol thing, right?
Right?
That's not
No,
negative.
It's be a, well, it's just be aware of alcohol. Okay. I hardly need to bring that up.
Sure.
Here.
Like you're
yeah, I'm aware.
I'm aware. It takes me 5 days to go through a handle of Tito's.
I thought you were down to four.
That's awareness. You were down to four.
It turns out I miscalculated. Right. It actually is five days.
Yeah, you got the weekend.
Well, you're not
up.
Trying some of those days, apparently.
You'll try this weekend.
How tough is that to calculate? You got to count to five. Yeah. One.
Yeah,
two.
But over a period of days, not just while you're sitting here.
Well, when
it's not easy to count to five that slowly.
Yeah, because I'm marking on my calendar the days I'm quarantined. And at day 15, I was just finishing up my third handle of Tito's vodka. So, therefore, 5 days.
Did you open up a new one yet? Like, today we'll open a new one?
Like,
when do you open the actual bottle? Tonight?
I'm on day 18, so...
Oh, you're still in the middle one.
Right. There's 2 days left on the fourth bottle.
All right. Be aware of how much
it's
vodka
it's coming
you
up
drink.
On the weekend. You might finish that up tomorrow.
And you're doing rum tonight, Nick?
I think so. I don't know when you guys keep talking about vodka. I keep thinking about vodka soda. I might just... Put some lime in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, the weekend doesn't really seem to make a difference to me, Craig.
Oh, really?
I don't really get that hammered on the weekend.
You're drunk all week.
Except if I got a gallon of margaritas. Oh, I forgot to calculate that in because I skipped a day of vodka and drank margaritas.
Right.
That'll throw the whole thing off.
That does bring it back down to four.
That does.
That's definitely down to four.
Or four and a third.
Four and a third, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
And is that an even split on that? Do you get a half gallon and she gets a half gallon? Or are you taking a little more than your fair share?
Yeah, that's a good question.
How about the guy?
I don't know if it's a good question.
I'm just wondering.
Just let that go.
I think we had about the same amount of drinks.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If I recall, because I was playing bartender that night.
But how about the guy that's not working? I mean, he's either furloughed or just can't come into the office.
What time does he start drinking?
Yeah. And how much does he drink every day? I know some white-collar guys, that their jobs are going to be safe, but they're at home, and they're not really doing as much work at home because they just have a computer thing, maybe a couple phone calls. I know they're drinking more than most people.
You think so?
I have seen a couple of articles.
Because your alarm's not going off at 4 o'clock in the morning, so you got that going for you.
Yeah.
And you can drink whenever you want during the day and just go to bed and wake up and,
You're not driving anywhere?
No, if I was a white-collar guy sitting at home, even a blue-collar guy that's not working and sitting at home, he's drinking much more than we are.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of articles about nice morning alcoholic beverages that people can have while they're having their first meeting of the day.
Yeah.
With their coffee, throw some Bailey's in the coffee or whatnot.
Yeah. Or they heard that peanut butter whiskey is good for coffee, too. I haven't tried
that. That's right.
Yeah. That's good coffee-based beers out there, that are good morning beers.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's some of that at home.
That sounds disgusting.
Have the consumption of Bloody Marys because that's a good breakfast drink.
Oh, it's a great breakfast drink. Screwdrivers are good.
Curious if that's gone up.
But once again, you start drinking, if you start getting that buzz early, you got to keep it going. I mean, you can have one Bloody Mary. I can have one Bloody Mary and then not drink the rest of the day. But if I start drinking more early in the morning, I'm just going to it's the days I'm going to keep drinking.
Yeah. So that's what I did on Sunday. Cleaning the grind up here before like 11 on Sunday, I think.
Yeah. So I want to wait,
Yeah, but you can get a nap and either start again.
I don't do that. Yeah. I don't do that anymore. I don't start again the same day. I'm not 25 anymore. Plus, I think that's real
But since
alcohol,
I got to wake up in the morning, I'm not getting drunk at night.
No, I know, but you're drinking.
Yeah.
And you're killing three full.
Right. I'm not drinking during the day either.
Well, that doesn't leave any time. You're not at night.
You're drinking
every night,
but
day.
You are drinking every night. You're just not getting drunk because you're used to getting your drink. Because you're not drunk because you drink every night.
How about a 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. window?
Okay.
And that's about what, six shots maybe?
Yeah, three cocktails.
Yeah, that's
probably
that's,
all doubles.
That's six shots. Yeah.
So people eat like that now, as far as the diet goes.
Oh sure.
Are you on the same kind of diet just for alcohol?
I don't notice that I'm eating anymore than I have.
Going to keep your alcohol intake in between just a few hours.
What are you drinking tonight, Puss?
I don't know.
That's all we got.
Hard to decide.
That's all we got. What are we drinking? Where are you at? What you drinking? That's all. We're going to play that clip. That's what we're doing. This is our Friday night. We're all going to go home, have a few cocktails, because our alarm's not going off tomorrow. We're not working. Craig, I know that you're not a big drinker, but you'll go home and you'll smoke a little bit of the wacky weed, right?
I don't know about anything about those left-handed cigarettes.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Crazy left-handed cigarettes. When's the last time you heard that?
Well, right now, but before that, years.
Years.
You haven't heard that in a long time.
No, I got a buddy who employs that phrase on a pretty regular basis.
Do you have a cocktail once in a while now, or just don't know? Like, we have a cocktail today? Drinking cocktails in the house?
Really, no.
Because you're a cocktail guy.
There's a lot of alcohol at our house. Okay. I don't have any of it.
Well,
although there's not a lot of alcohol at our house. There is temporarily a lot of alcohol at our house. I don't have any of it.
Yeah, but you're still allowed to have it.
I am allowed, technically.
It is your house.
But if it's gone, it's on me.
All right.
Even if I didn't have any.
But
I still have to go get more.
As soon as I get done with the yoga class today, it'll be...
What time's that?
They're done at 5:45.
Oh, that's late.
And then
God damn.
But I get home from yoga at 5:46.
Because you're at the house.
Yeah.
Right.
I walk up the stairs and say, honey, I'm home.
Right.
Honey, I'm back from yoga class, and I will go straight to the edibles drawer tonight.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Nice.
Aw.
Somebody die?
Yeah.
Coronavirus?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far down.
That's what's really happening now.
Is it John
Heart Bryan? Complications. A lot of people aren't going to realize who this person is, but we do. Bill Withers.
Oh, really?
Passed away.
How old was Bill?
81.
Old soul singer.
Great soul singer.
Lean on Me.
Lean on Me, my one favorite songs, man.
Ain't No Sunshine. Love that song.
Yep.
And then a song that I've heard a lot on commercials lately, Lovely Day.
Lovely Day. Lovely Day.
Yeah. It is on it's like on a drug commercial or something.
Yeah. How old was he again, Craig?
I believe that he was 81.
And not corona?
Heart complications.
Okay.
The quote in this story here I'm looking at is from Questlove from The Roots.
Oh, I need some.
Says, Bill Withers is the closest thing black people have to a Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I need some.
That's the kind of standing he has.
Yeah, he started his career late, too. He was like a construction worker or something like that and realized he could sing and recorded albums. I don't think he hit it big till his 30s. He didn't even start doing professional stuff till his 30s.
Right? Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Use Me. Did you mention that?
That's one of my favorite songs anyway.
We don't have any of those in our system. Because
of course not.
We got plenty of I Prevail. You want to hear that?
Well, it is a rock station.
I know, but I still should have access to other music.
I don't think anybody in the building would have Bill Withers.
Bill Withers overcame a childhood stutter.
Yeah.
So it can be overcome, huh?
Yeah. I don't know anybody that overcame it, but he did. Good for him.
So did Wayne Brady. We never brought it up with him.
No.
But Wayne
Boston
Brady.
Globe.
I know somebody didn't overcome it, by the way.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I've worked on that.
That is not overcoming it, but good for Bill Withers.
Yeah, he joined the Navy at age 17, spent 9 years in the service.
That was it. Yeah,
he was installing turlets.
Yeah, he didn't get into his thing until
then. He worked
later
at an aircraft parts factory. Then he bought a guitar.
That's it. I saw a whole big documentary on him once. It's really good. Yeah.
He says he wants to, quote, contribute positively. That's exactly what he said.
That is not overcoming right there.
It's working on overcoming.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
No, there have been publicly lawyers who have called me.
Send
lawyers.
Guns and money.
Congratulations to Bill Withers.
Wow.
Too bad he's dead. You could ask him how to overcome it.
Congratulations to Bill.
For overcoming it.
Oh.
No, not for dying.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Anybody have him, Craig?
Yeah, shut the F up.
A solo hit.
Oh, you wanted to know who was...
Now give us the names.
I know the difference when he means it. He looks at me when he says it. He wasn't looking at me that time.
Yeah, shut the F up. Seems to be a solo hit for Bill Withers, and we'll get that scored when we can.
Love Bill Withers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I love, he actually makes an appearance when Jagger redid Use Me. Bill Withers joins him on that song.
Oh, that's nice. I thought they teamed up for that.
That's a cool version, yeah. It was one of Jagger's solo albums.
Because I think that was a Rick Rubin production.
Yeah.
Jagger's version of Use Me.
It's really good.
Was it?
It's really good, and I also
I'm pretty
love
sure.
That, I didn't realize that.
Bill Withers joins him on that, too.
Gary says in his teen years he did not smoke left-handed cigarettes, but he was known to smoke the devil's lettuce.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I guess you would. Let's see. Ooh. Here's Bill Withers.
Yeah, please.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
It seems to be an unplugged version, but still, it's a great song. Exactly. We love that song.
Yeah, I do.
That's a song.
It's an amazing song.
You seem to hear that one pop up a lot on the singing competition shows.
Yeah.
That's one that they must have in the catalog. Is we've already got this one paid for. You can do it.
Right.
How would that dude not know he had that in him until he was in his 30s?
I don't know. Like I said, the documentary is amazing. And I feel bad for musicians that try their whole life and don't get anywhere, because he actually did not do anything in music at all. He was in the service, and Craig mentioned that. What he did after the service. And then he just went down and recorded. He just went down to some recording studio and just sang a song for his mom or something like that, or maybe a girlfriend. I don't remember the exact details. And somebody said, hey, that's pretty good. And then he's huge.
And that was it.
Yeah. Listen.
This may be the most famous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this song. How old was he again?
81.
No coronavirus.
Correct. Well, that's a... Yeah, there's no word on that. They said heart problems.
Okay. I'll leave it in the background there.
Yeah.
We need this.
So we mentioned that this is National Alcohol Awareness Month.
Lean on me 6 feet away, by the way.
Yeah.
Remember that in this day and age. Lee.
Just lean on that wall.
Lean on that wall, and I'll see you later.
Yeah. Analytics firm Nielsen CGA released part of its COVID-19 on-premise impact report, said that 15% of Americans, on average, are ordering alcohol.
Lean on me.
This is alcohol screaming.
Yeah.
This is Todd's Tito singing to him.
Yeah.
I'll help you carry on.
It's so true.
All of us.
I hear you.
Every line.
All of us, yeah.
My martini's sticking to me right now. Yes.
Somebody to lean.
Your left-handed cigarette is singing to you, Craig.
Swallow your pride.
That's a choir.
Yeah. All of our bottles are singing to us tonight.
Yeah.
This song, man. Right,
so 15% of us are ordering alcohol with our takeout now.
I don't, but I have a ton at the house. That's why. Although I do want some. I don't think I have any tequila. So I got to.
Well, they're going to offer it up.
Yeah.
The first choice preference.
Gallon of margaritas.
That's Todd.
No, it's red wine what people are ordering the most.
I was going to guess wine or beer.
Yeah.
Red wine. 60% of the orders of people who are getting alcohol. 60% of those getting red wine. That's 60%. 55% of them are getting beer. 51% of them craft beer. And 50% white wine. Pre-made cocktails and spirit mixers at 47%. So there's a lot of people.
I'll help you carry on.
Perfect, man.
Takeout sales are up 110%.
that for Todd, it's 5:30 tonight.
5:45.
Probably earlier for me today.
But.
Call me brother when you need a hand.
We all need somebody to lean.
In our case, it's vodka, rum, and weed.
And we're all doing the white guy in that order. Off rhythm clapping to this song. Because it's kind of syncopated.
We all need somebody to lean.
All right. Goodbye, Bill Withers. That sucks.
Yeah.
Right. That does. So,
Brandon has not had the left-handed cigarette, but some wacky cabbage. some wacky cabbage.
Not wacky, tobacky.
Yeah, I just got a text from a buddy who said he hadn't heard left-handed cigarette since his dad.
Yeah.
So thanks for bringing back the old sayings.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we haven't gotten any booze with takeout. You can order, my wife ordered groceries online, and you can get wine through that. I don't know about if you can get like bottles of booze.
But... Yeah, I don't know. Can you?
Yeah. I don't know. The wine. Yeah. I was surprised that you could get wine.
Yeah, I think so. I'm doing that today. I got to pick up groceries on the way home.
Do you have to produce some kind of ID?
Probably when they bring it out to deliver it to your car.
Yeah.
So takeout sales up 110%, but it's just not enough to offset the coronavirus. They say that survival is still going to be difficult if check values remain at this level.
Are most bars open for drive-up cocktails?
No, a bar can't be open unless they serve food, and that's for takeout.
Okay.
I think in our city. I'm not sure.
But I think if they're serving food, they can. That's where I got the gallon of margaritas was, there was takeout food involved,
right,
too.
Did you go into the place, or did they bring it out to you?
I think they brought it out to the car.
All right.
24% of small businesses in the U.S.
By the way, our governor is against weed for sick kids, and you can hand a guy a gallon of margaritas in his car. Here, go for a drive, you dumbass.
Enjoy.
Right.
Don't drink it while you're driving.
I understand that he didn't.
Wink,
Todd
wink.
Didn't do that, but come on.
You know that's happening.
I mean, there are sick kids that they said no.
I didn't do that because I don't make the runs. I can't guarantee that. Well, when the... A jug of margaritas came home. It was full, so Chrissy didn't get into it either.
My kid has a epileptic fit, and the weed helps.
No.
But here's a gallon of margaritas for your car.
Thanks. I'll just need one giant straw.
Douchebag.
Yeah. Well, they're working hard on getting margaritas to treat the epileptic seizures. So
right?
We got that going for us.
Yes.
Got a whole task force.
Margaritas.
Just rub some on their wrist.
Working on that.
All right, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.